Hey, fellow Freedom fans, we're back. David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. The number here, 888-850-1872. I've got a video that I'm going to play, but you don't get to watch it. I get to watch it while I listen. Some profound statements by a member of Congress in the United States talking about the mindset of some of the advisors that are in government currently. I think it's important to look at what they're saying to evaluate what it is. Essentially, if you connect the dots, what are they saying? What does this mean? Connect the dots down the road. You can go in both directions. You can see where this thought came from, and you can see where it will ultimately take us. You can also see some other things in history that have been said before, thought before, that reflect on some of the things that we're going to be hearing. You're going to hear often this healthcare crisis, obviously, we'll call it a crisis. The crisis, I don't think, is necessarily getting access to healthcare. I think the crisis happens to be the debate and what's going on and how people are dealing with it, specifically members of Congress, how members of Congress are dealing with it. As I'm sitting back and watching on C-SPAN and things like that, watching how people are dealing with this, it's a bit troubling. The thing that's important about this issue, for at least my show, is it really gives me a tool to say, how are you looking at the issue of the day? What is it that's driving your thoughts? What's the basis of your thought? You can come up with all kinds of rational things. I will tell you that you'll be influenced by the spokesman for the government, and different agencies of the government have a particular thing that they would like to sell. They've got a bill of goods they would like to communicate to you and hope that you would basically buy off on it. So they're going to tell you things that will make sense to you. It will tickle your itching ears. The tough part is you have to stop and think about it. What's the reference? And we're going to talk about some of these proposals and some of the problems that they're saying with the healthcare system. It turns out that they would like to save money. They'd like to increase spending, supposedly. Well, of course, if the value of the dollar goes down, they're going to have more paper dollars to pay for the same thing. So I guess you could call that increase of spending. It may decrease what you have available, but it still may be an increase of the numbers, of course, of Federal Reserve notes that are issued. This issue about healthcare is, how are they going to save costs? It turns out, I'm really troubled as I've been looking through this, that it's very starkly clear that the goal of some of these people behind this movement is to save costs by decreasing the amount of people that you give service to. So pander to those who are healthy and don't need the medical care. That's one way to save costs. The other thing would be to take those people who are getting the care now, 80% of the people who are getting the care now, and cut them off. See, it's those people who, it's scary, but I'm going back to this video, Expelled, Ben Stein's thing on Expelled, and when he was interviewing somebody in Germany about a facility where they took people who were insane or just not, you know, or just not up to the social norm, and they were eliminating them because they were useless eaters. So we've got, it looks like we're getting this useless eater atmosphere coming. I think that's important for all of us that are aging. I don't think I'm a useless eater. I'm 47 years old, but somebody at 33 may think that I'm a useless eater. See, I've got a lot less vitality. Once you get past 42, I guess guys have a tendency to not continue to improve physically and their stamina and other things. And maybe even my mind is going a little numb. So who knows? Maybe I, at 47, am a useless eater. But right now, if some people are thinking useless eaters are somewhere around the age over 70, the ones who are actually getting the health care, they're trying to cut costs. What's the point of healthcare? Do we have healthcare to save money? Or do we have healthcare to save lives? No matter what the age, at what point do we become a useless leader? What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play an audio clip from a member of Congress screaming at Congress. I mean, she wasn't screaming, but if you could take the substance of what she was saying, you wish she could scream this across the nation. Let's see what Congresswoman Bachman has to say.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We need to know what the people who advise the President of the United States think and believe about health care reform, Mr. Speaker. Listening to the President's advisor's actual words, I believe, is very enlightening. This morning, I read a column written by Betsy McCoy, and I'd like to quote from it extensively now. This is from a column dated July 24th, 2009. Ms. McCoy.
Okay, I'll just tell you, our listener, you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM, and I'm playing a clip from Representative Michelle Bachman, representative from Minnesota 6th District, addressing Congress over what the mindset is of these advisors who are driving the healthcare issue and inspiring the President of the United States.
I wrote the following. She said the health bills that are coming out of Congress would put the decisions about our care in the hands of presidential appointees. Government will decide, not the people, not their doctors, what our plan will cover, how much leeway our doctor will have, and what senior citizens will finally get under Medicare. But what's even more important, Mr. Speaker, are the actual words of the President's advisors on health care. Here's the words from one of the President's first advisors, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of the White House Chief of Staff. He's already been appointed to two key positions. One is Health Policy Advisor at the Office of Management and Budget. The other is as a member of the Federal Council on Comparative Effectiveness Research. This is what Mr. Emanuel has written, and I quote, vague promises of savings from cutting waste, enhancing prevention and wellness, and instilling electronic medical records and improving quality are merely lipstick cost control, more for show and public relations than for true change. Isn't this what the Democrats have claimed we're going to find $500 billion in savings for? The President's own advisor says this is just lipstick. This is just a paper covering. This isn't where the real savings are.
Now, we're going to see what the real savings are. What she's saying, so some of the things that are being touted, and the thing is, I've seen this with political folks. I remember somebody inviting me to a meeting where they wanted me to be a delegate to vote for a particular, somebody was running for governor. And so I go to these meetings, and they were normal people. And then they get into this big frenzy where they're having a rally or something like that. All of a sudden, somebody is issuing what to chant. So here's all these people now that they've made an affiliation, and I didn't drink that Kool-Aid. They're just doing this chant. I'm thinking, do they even know what they're talking about? Do they know what the basis of this policy is that they're screaming for? And I saw people that really, I could tell, didn't have a clue what they were talking about, just chanting. So often, especially if you're doing anything with regard to investigating some of these issues that are going on before the legislatures and stuff, is you'll find out that there are just a little political party, somebody, somewhere, with the right pull and the right backing, is influencing people who are influential in the party and in the local group to have their folks get on a particular mantra. So what sometimes when you're hearing something from Congress or congressperson saying something to you, they don't know really truly firsthand what they're talking about in many cases. That's why it's great to interview some of these legislators sometimes here on the radio and ask them pointed questions. All of a sudden, they know what they're talking about. I love it when I find somebody who really knows what they're talking about and doesn't just argue a political persuasion, actually talks about the substance. So she said that Mr. Ezekiel Emanuel says that this whole thing, everything that they're telling you to sell you this program is lipstick. It's just, it's cosmetic. Basically, it's to make you buy it. That's deception. That's just government-sponsored deception. And so what I want you to do is, the whole point of this is, don't check your brain out at the door. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Think about why you think something. Let's continue to listen to Representative Michelle Bachman.
Savings, the president's advisor writes, will require changing how doctors think about their patients. Doctors take the Hippocratic Oath too seriously, he writes. Now hear me, Mr. Speaker. This is the president's advisor writing this. Doctors take the Hippocratic Oath too seriously as an imperative to do everything for the patient, regardless of the cost or effects on others.
Did you hear that? What Mr. And I'm telling you, the things that Mr. Obama happens to be the president right now is conveying. And many of those folks who are touting this national health care thing, they really are passing on this idea that we have to be consider costs in relation to that person's worthiness to be an influence on society. And are they draining the resources of society that could be using these resources for a longer period of time or for a benefit of somebody who's healthy rather than somebody who's sick? Well, if somebody's sick, they need the care. The doctors take the Hippocratic Oath too seriously. And I'll have to go to the Hippocratic Oath eventually, right? I hadn't thought about that. I'll have to drum it up. It's really good stuff. But the Hippocratic Oath. In other words, doctors don't. What is a doctor supposed to do? Manage money. And you are merely a funding stream. The fact that you come into the office means that you're a funding stream. Oh, you're old and you're decrepit and you're terminally ill. Of course, every one of us is terminally ill, ultimately. But because you are, you do not qualify for a funding stream. That's what they're trying to get doctors to think.
But that's what the people want their doctor to do. But Emanuel wants doctors to look beyond the needs of their patient and consider social justice, such as whether the money would be better spent on someone else. This is a horrific notion to our nation's doctors, but it's a horrific notion to each American, because doctors believe, as Americans believe, that social justice is given out one patient at a time. But the president's advisor, Dr. Emanuel, believes communitarianism should guide decisions on who gets care. He says medical care should be reserved for the non-disabled. So watch out if you're disabled. Care should be reserved for the non-disabled, not given to those who are, quote, irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens. And
okay, now that's what Hitler said. That's what Hitler said about those useless eaters. I want to come back to this, and I was going to just let this whole thing play out until the break. But folks, this is really what's going on. This is not make-believe. This is really happening in our lifetime. It really is.
Communitarianism should guide decisions on who gets care. He says medical care should be reserved for the non-disabled. So watch out if you're disabled. Care should be reserved for the non-disabled, not given to those who are, quote, irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens.
And okay, so if you, and what she's alluding to here is when you begin to show signs of Alzheimer's. I'll tell you what, I'm showing signs of some kind of short-term memory problem. But it has, you know, it comes and goes with my stress level. It's just something that happens. You know what reverses it? I found out a little half pill of vitamin B and I'm good to go. And suddenly I become sane again. We are suffering as Americans from a pandemic of dementia that is sweeping North America. We're not paying attention. The fact that we've got Congress people and presidential advisors and people really just fawning over a president, focusing on half of his, you know, basically his father had lots of melanin and his mother didn't. And we're swooning over this as if that matters. Guess what, folks? We still have a racial problem in America. He's not created merely in the image of God, in the glory of, he glorifies God. The fact that he's a man created in the image of God. That's fantastic. And he's got lots of melanin. He has to use less sunscreen. In fact, I'm helping the economy because I got to use lots of sunscreen on my nose. This is ridiculous that we've got a nation that's swooning because a man happens to have a father with darker skin than his mother. This is insane. It's just really weird. We're going to come back. I'm going to listen a little bit more to what Representative Michelle Bachmann has to say because it matters. And what she's doing, she's quoting the advisors of this administration. We're there, folks. I hope you're ready because we're in a very surreal time. Check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. We've got a live video stream right there. And tune in to Liberty Works